So I was once in a shul, and my brother-in-laws were over. My brother-in-laws are big, strong guys, and they were selling the aliyahs. It was a yontif. I'm going to keep it vague so no one gets the details of the shul or where it was. And I purchased, it was cheap, Hagwan Galila for my two brother-in-laws. You know, they're two brothers. My wife's two of her brothers. And I figured, okay, I'll give him Hagwan Galila. And the gabbai comes over to me when I tried to give it to him and says, no, you can't do it. You can't do two brothers Hagwan Galila. So I put up a little bit of a fight, but I lost. So he told me he's not giving him Hagwan Galila. So I don't remember what I did. It was a few years ago. I don't remember. I guess I gave one of them Hagwan and someone else I gave Galila or something like that. So was this gabbai right or not? Okay. So keep that question in mind. Can two brothers get Hagwan Galila? So the whole sugya about two brothers getting an aliyah back to back, where does it come from? So the Arches Chaim, brought down in the Beis Yosef in Kuf Mem Aleph Vav, says that it's usur to give an aliyah back to back to a father and a son, or two brothers. Brothers back to back, or father and son. Why? Because they're pasul eidus. Pasul eidus in the Torah is eidus Hashem ne'emana. So says the Arches Chaim, brought down in the Beis Yosef, it's therefore usur to give a father son or brother brother back to back aliyahs. The Mordechai, quoted in the Beis Yosef as well, says, no, it's mutter. It's not a problem of edus, of puzzle and edus problems. But he says, we don't do it. He says, avo ein menichim lasos kein. We don't encourage such a thing, to give brothers or father, son, back to back. Bishvil ayin hara. It's ayin hara. I don't exactly know what the ayin hara is, nor am I an expert at all in ayin haras. But I guess there's a problem of ayin hara, and therefore we don't give back-to-back always. Says the Shulchan Aruch, so how do we paskin? So in Kuf Mem Aleph Vav, Shulchan Aruch paskins like the latter opinion, the Mordechai. Says, Yecholim likros shnei achim zeachar zeh, v'yaben achar av. He says, really fundamentally, it's permitted to give a brother and a brother, or a father and a son, back-to-back aliyahs. You could give them shlishi and revi. You know, if you give it Shani and if you give them Levi and Yisrael, you may have other problems because you can't give. We're assuming they're both of the same, ilk. They're both Yisraelim or both Kalanim, both Levim. But let's make it easy. You have two Yisraelim, a father, son, or brother, brother, and you give them Shlishi Revi. Says Shulchan Aruch, perfectly okay. But Ve'in Meinich and Ela Bishvil Ayin Hara. People don't do it because of Ayin Hara. No explanation, but this Ayin Hara concept. Fine. That's what Shulchan Aruch says in our halach. Now let's say you're going to me and you're saying, one second, it's the 21st century. You know, Ayin Hara, I don't believe in Ayin Hara. Ayin Hara, Shmayin Hara. You know, I never heard of this concept. You know, I never heard of Ayin Hara. I want, it's especially if it's a bar mitzvah and you have a lot of kibbutim you want to give. So you say, you know, I'm Michael the Ayin Hara. I'll take the Ayin Hara and I'll give myself Shlishi Revi. I'll give my brother Shlishi Revi. Is it mutter or not? So Mishnah Berurah says, Mishnah Berurah and Os Yud Tes says, no. Says you can't do that. He says, "Va'afil omrim shein makpidim alayin hara." Even if people say that you're not makpid alayin hara, still, if you're the gabbai, you can't dole out two aliyahs shlishi revi to two brothers, even if they say they don't care. But the Aruch HaShulchan says a wild statement. Aruch HaShulchan says, "Uman d'lo kapid, someone who doesn't care, kapid, yachal asos kamo sheyirtzeh, could do what he wants." So I guess Ayin Hara is subjective. If you don't believe, or whatever that means, you're not Machpid, you're a special person, you don't care about Ayin Hara. I don't know, maybe there's this Ashkenazi Sephardi divide over here, I don't know. Sephardim usually care about the Ayin Hara much more. New than Ashkenazim, I don't know. Where did it come from? He says, if you don't care about it, he says, Machpid, you're not Machpid, you got an aliyah. Aruch HaShulchan and Os Ches says, not a problem. Okay. Machlok is Mishnah Berurah Aruch HaShulchan. I don't know how to paskin. You have to ask the Rav, you know, who to paskin l'maisa in this machlokas. But that's one machlokas. Okay. Let's say you mess up. You have the gabbai who messes up. He calls the shlishi, and then he calls the brother. He didn't realize they don't look alike. You know, one's losing all his hair, the other one still has all his hair. I don't know, whatever it is. Two brothers. They don't realize that they're actually brothers, and he calls them up for a V. So now what do you do? He hasn't gotten aliyah, so now what do you do? So Mishnah Berurah says on this point, that he says, no. He says, min adin ein shum chashash iser, since fundamentally there's no iser, v'alkeinim karu v'kfar Allah lo yered. If you already came up to the bima, then he doesn't step down. In other words, if he already walked up to get the Aliyah, then you give him the Aliyah. If he hasn't walked up yet, you know, you call his name and he's back in the corner screaming, no, 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 I'm the brother. I'm not supposed to get right after my brother. So then you call up someone else or you have someone else walk right up and therefore you don't let them do it. But once he's up there already, since it's really not such an issue, it's just Ayinara, once he's already up there, you keep him up there. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. Okay. Huh? Yeah? Okay. Now, what about... how is there any circumstance, is there any situation where you can have two brothers get an Aliyah back to back? Any case. So Shulchan Aruch says, Afilu im echad hu shvi, the echad hu maftir. Even if it's shvi and maftir, lo yikru asheni bishmo mishum ayin har. He says, don't call up the second guy by a name. But nowadays we call up Maftir by, you know, we call him Yamod and we say the name for Maftir as well. So therefore, seemingly, even Shvi and Maftir you can't have brothers get one get Shvi, one get Maftir. The only way that you could do it, the Mishnah Berurah says, is if the Dafka B'Shabashain Motzian Sefer Torah Acheres La Maftir. Avlim Motzian Sefer Torah Acheres, then it's mutter. In other words, if you have a case where you're reading a different Sefer Torah from after, in other words, Yom Tov, you read the first Aliyahs from one Torah, and then you read a second, you can read Maftir from a second Torah, or Rosh Chodesh. In that case, since there's a new Sefer Torah, and also there's going to be Kaddish after, you know, Shvi, after the final Aliyah, since you have this combination of Kaddish and Maftir, and it's a new Sefer Torah, therefore there's no Ayin Hara for some reason, because I guess it's a new Sefer Torah, no Ayin Hara, and therefore it'd be fun, huh?
There's also a break.
There's also a break, I guess it separates it, and maybe that breaks the Ayin Hara, that's fine. Okay. So now, fine, that's also the Mishnah Berurah points out. If it's a place where they don't call up you by name, maybe it's mutter also, but that's not so practical. I think some Sfaradim, they don't call up by name, and some Sfaradi shuls, yeah? No, they do call up by name.
No,
they don't. Oh, so if it's Sfaradi shul, they don't.
They
just say Yalashvi? Okay, fine. So if it's Sfaradi shul, they don't call up by name.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. But then there's more room to be makel, because if you're not calling up by your name, then there's less Ayin Hara. Okay, so what about our question? Yeah? So what about our question that you're waiting for? So what about Hag Ben Galil? Can you have two brothers? It's a four-way machlokas, I saw. Four-way machlokas. I don't know how you could figure out four shitas over here, but we'll get four shitas in if you could do Hag Ben Galil brothers. So Sh'arim Mitzuyanim Ba'alacha, in Chav Gimel Yud, he says it's mutter for Hagba Galila if you don't call them up by name. You know, some shuls, they don't call Hagba Galila, they don't make a Mishaberach, they want to go quicker, so they just say Yamod, whatever, Lagvia Galel, right? And they don't say the names. So if you're not saying the names, so then you're fine, says the Shar Mitzian and Balacha. But if it's a minug, if the place they call up by the names, then you're running into problems, and that would be the distinction. So according to the Shar, huh? So you're saying if the Ayin Hara is going to be anyway.
It's not the same thing.
So I don't know. I guess according to Shar Mitzion Balacha, the Ayin Hara somehow is involved in the name. It's calling up two people. Maybe it shows that the first brother is not the better brother. You know, sibling rivalry, I don't know. Or that the father is not good, then they call up the son. I'm not sure. I don't fully understand the Ayin Hara. But apparently, according to the Shar Mitzion Balacha, the Ayin Hara is based on the name. If you don't call up by the name, you're fine. Shita number two is in the Chut Hashani. It's in his Hilchas Pesach. And is in Yonim in the back in Simon Tesvav. He's a four-liner of Nissim Karelitz, one of the Ziknei Hador. Now he paskins that it's totally okay in every circumstance. Whether you call it the name, not the name, it's totally okay. He doesn't seem to have a problem with two brothers getting Hagba Galila. Okay. Shita number three is in a sefer called Vidorashta V'Chakarta, which is in Chelek Gimel and in Simon Zayin. He quotes that Teres Zakenim, who says that, one second, don't forget about our other reason that we said, about the issue of Eidos. So if Eidos, he says, two brothers, are Hagba and Galila is also an issue of Eidos. It's also a problem of Eidos, that when you give the Hagba and Galila, you're giving testimony to the Torah for some reason, and therefore, he says, even though it may not be a problem of, you know, Ayin Hara, still there's a problem of Eidos, and therefore, he says, it's better not to let two brothers get Hagba Galila.
Give to a kid.
You give it to a kid, I don't know, he says the two brothers, it's still Eidus problems, and Eidus needs, you know, if you have two brothers, it's going to be look like puzzle at Eidus, because they're doing the same thing, and it's no good. And the fourth sheet I saw by Rabbi Hillel Posek, who was one of the rabbis of Tel Aviv 50 years ago, he says, even according to the reason of Ayin Hara, you shouldn't give two brothers, should not give two brothers Hag Baglil. You know why? Because he says, if you can't give two brothers Shlishi and Revi is so chashuv, you think the Torah would be Magen, would protect you from an Ayin Hara, even though you're giving two brothers, yet the Torah somehow can't protect against this Ayin Hara, and we don't have two brothers do Shlishi and Revi, so surely, he says, Hag Baglil is not, even though the Gemara says Hag Baglil is the best thing, he says, Hag Baglil is not as chashuv, no one wants Hag Baglil, and therefore, how can the power of Hag Baglil protect against this Ayin Hara? And therefore, he says, two brothers should not get Hag Baglil. However, you know, if you go by this Rabbi Yashav, or the Rabbi Yashav agrees with the Nissim Karelitz, this Chod HaShani, then if that's the case, then seemingly two brothers would be allowed to get Hag Baglil. You know, I don't know how the minig of the shul where it happened was, I don't know what their minig was, but basically the Gabbai was right, and I'm right also. And although the Gabbai won out, then my brother-in-laws did not get Hag Baglil, I had to give him some things.